Find out.
He's got an engagement at Pinkerton Academy.
Oh, okay, so.
5:30.
So he won't be.
Okay.
Still wants to be part of it, and he'll keep.
Okay.
Keep us posted and keep in touch.
Good, good. Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Safety Facility Committee meeting for, March?
The 12th.
12th.
April.
April.
Excuse me, I went back a month. You all rise and salute the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag in the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to thank everybody for showing up and those in the audience too. We've got a number of things to go over tonight. First thing I wanted to do was find out if the committee is interested in changing the chair and co-chair as we move forward. And I would accept any nominations or of any sort.
I say we make a motion and remain the same.
I was going to say, I nominate Brian and Russ for the co-chair.
Well,
he's the co-chair.
Oh, he's the co-chair.
Yes.
Oh, so
if you want to keep it the same.
Sorry, Mike.
It's all good. Whatever you want.
Yep.
Keep it the same?
Yes.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Moving forward, like I said, we got a number of things to go over.
So you guys know the audio is not really working very well, just very intermittently.
And what picks up that, the owl or no?
Can't hear anything.
Can't hear anything, Scott?
Put the volume on that.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot better, thank you.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Thanks, Scott. We had a request last night at the selectmen's meeting to add another person to this committee. Kevin Coughlin put in a letter to the Board of Selectmen, and I told him last night that the Board of Selectmen didn't pick the people, that the committee just accepted people that were interested. So I have a few questions for Kevin, and if anybody else has something, you know, certainly speak up and chime in. Kevin, my concern was at the candidates' night, you were very much against the property, purchasing the property, and moving forward with the facility. So I guess it kind of struck me odd that you would be interested in being on the committee if you're not in favor of moving forward with this.
I'm not against. It's clear that the conditions here are substandard and unsafe. So that has to be addressed. I completely agree. My question at the time was, had the possibility of expansion of this site been fully vetted? I understood that it had been raised, and I didn't know if it had been really fleshed out to determine if this facility could go up, could have a parking garage or some kind of structure to expand the existing facility here without having to go down this long road.
Is that still a question in your mind?
Was it fully vetted?
Well, this committee discussed it pretty full and okay. Agreed that this particular footprint cannot accommodate that kind of an expansion.
Okay.
That it's pretty much laid out the way it can exist.
All right.
With any addition going up, it's just not going to be in a garage for them to come in like a sally port and a place to secure, you know, people that they're trying to process. It just, in our minds, would not work here on this footprint. So
I had heard that there was concerns about sideline adjustments and things like that, and just not enough room. I didn't know if anyone had been asked to look into the possibilities of a structure and what options there were. So, but if that is, the land has been purchased, so it is a done deal.
Right. Well, and the other thing too, I'll do one more thing and then you can. And the other thing too is our whole mindset was police department, fire department, and highway, and to get it onto one spot. And even if this could accommodate town office and PD, it doesn't address fire department and the highway. The highway down there, they don't have much room. So it really came down to, yeah, we need a new footprint to lay this all out.
My question also centered on the fact that it is urgent issue.
With PD.
This is an urgent issue, and we're looking at a pretty long-term, multi-year plan here.
Yeah.
And so when you're weighing safety concerns and speed, I wanted to know if that had been fleshed out. And it appears that it has. So in that case, the purchase of the land has been done, and things are proceeding down the road. And like I had said in my letter to you, my background is in supporting law enforcement from a technical side.
So it's safe to say then that you're supporting the activities of this committee,
absolutely, and you
would be an asset to it.
I absolutely am.
Okay. Does anybody got any questions?
Just to let Kevin know, the deed for this property really, I don't know how you guys did it back then, but it wasn't really meant for the town offices. This was more for like the Moore Park and things like that, correct, Dean?
We got the heirs signed off on that.
Yeah, I don't know if they signed off on a big expansion and stuff like that. So, you know, the deed restricts us from...
It's over the dam.
Yeah.
So it's a done deal, the purchase has been made, and things are going forward.
Okay.
I was just going to say, first of all, it's going to give us an opportunity to improve the office flow, too, you know, that.
Right.
But also, let me say this. We want people's, when we look at things, other opinions. That's it. That's what this group is here for. They've got a lot of diverse background. And everything can help. That's that way.
Anybody else have any questions? Kevin? Seeing none? Is the committee then acceptable to have Kevin join us as an active member of this committee?
Sure.
I'm seeing the nod, the heads. Good?
Yeah. Yep.
Pull up a chair. All right.
He's a little afraid right now.
No, I'm going to be the owl. Right?
Only if you talk.
Smile pretty for it.
Smile.
All right. One thing I want everybody to notice that Andrea pulled this out because Northampton actually did get passed in March. A new complex. Pardon?
Right,
yeah, it's right here.
Anyone else?
Yeah, this is the only one. I don't have one.
And their complex was for a PD, town office, and fire, I believe. Yeah, fire department. So they put in three parcels, basically. The only thing they didn't do is the highway. And it was just under 10 mil. So that got me to thinking that and a few other reasons. Now maybe we ought to be open to looking at both facilities because there is grant money that is more available for fire than there is for PD. Am I correct, Andrea? Or that they're more friendly to look at those?
I mean, I'll add to that. I mean, we are a safety facilities committee. If we don't look at everything in safety for the town, I don't think this committee is doing its job. You had mentioned last year, somebody comes in and says, well, what is the whole structure? We should know what it will be, that we have these answers. We have a number of months that we can work on to get these answers. We're not under gun, and that's what we went to last year, is let's get the property, and then we can move forward. So that's, I think we have to look at everything at that point.
The other thing,
Brian,
is...
Can I make just a question on that, just to have people think about it, too? So, because I was thinking of the same thing, Russ. So can you word a Warren article where you would have, like, Warren article number one, and you say, would you vote in favor of raising $10 million for a complex and describe it? And then under that put Warren article number two, if Warren article one fails, would you be in favor of... you know, a lower number with just the police station, so that town residents would have options.
I can't answer that. That would be one for legal, I would think. Do you have any idea on that?
I think you can do that.
Can you?
I thought I saw that.
It's a backup.
Yeah.
It's a backup Warren article.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
Yep.
Dean, you have experience
in
that?
Guess what the taxpayers are going to vote for when they see
the lesser. The lesser.
You're saying, we've been through this before.
Yeah.
You know.
They'll always go for the lesser, right?
You bet.
Well, apparently they don't need the other if they're going for this lesser, right?
Yeah.
But I think we do have to keep the alternates in mind, like we talked about before. The buildings do connect. We made sure that that worked. The whole site will work.
Yeah.
The buildings will connect. But then we've got to stay focused also somehow whether the second part is an alternate. I agree if you want to pull everything together, but we've got to think about,
right,
we just can't lose the PD. We just went through a whole year of stepping back to land only,
yeah,
to ensure the PD. Now I just don't want to lose laser focus of, because one could follow the other. If one goes, then you see the support there, then we know, okay, now we could work on. So just my opinion that we...
Well, I think that the purchase of the land was pretty well supported.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I mean, everybody realized that was a needed and well thought out plan.
Can I add to that?
Yeah.
747 voters showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them voted on this warrant article. So they were informed, hopefully, what it was, and they didn't want to spend it, or it was just because it was money, they voted it down. All I really want to say is, number one, thanks to this committee. What they did to get this passed this March, number one, thank you very much. What we're talking about here going forward, what you did for this last program, plan on doing it tenfold because it's going to be more. We got 4,000 voters, so 747 wasn't even a quarter of the population. And that's, so we've got time now. We didn't really have much time because of COVID by the time we started. Once we get down the road, we let people know what we're doing. And the police department is a priority, and but we just can't neglect anything that goes with it. And when you were saying it about the war, you know, the grants and everything else, it makes that. I'd like to know on this how much they got in grants.
You know, I'll call the town administrator.
Pardon?
I said I'll call the town administrator.
Right, but so, you know, so I'm saying is we're here, and this included tearing down and a lot of other things in here for $10 million. We're not actually getting into as much as this, and I'm not trying to say that that's, but we've got to have an open mind, but yet work on what the town needs. The town needs both. To what degree? That's what we got to find out. Okay, I'm sorry.
Good. That's right. Joe, you had something?
Yeah. We are focused on the PD. And I understand that's where we're going. But, and I'm not, to Dean, I'm not saying anything bad. But you've got an ambulance over there now, and you've got people staffed in the ambulance. They don't have any decon area. They don't have showers. They don't have anywhere to take care of themselves. If they go to a job and they get puked on or something else or get blood on them, it's just not a good thing. And why is the PD looking to do something like that? Because they don't have anything like that also. So you said it already, Brian. The fire grants that are out there are bigger than the police grants. And I think down the road, we're missing the boat if we don't try to put everything together and run it by the town, whether it flies or it doesn't fly, but put everything together because we are the safety committee.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to put something together for everybody in town and have everything consolidated where it is. We can get a generator, we can get all the stuff, we can get all the media, everything granted from the government and everywhere else, and we're not going to pay for it.
Right.
And it's just, if the town says no, then we focus on it. That's it. But priority number one is the PD.
All right. Well, I got a list of things here from Anthony. He couldn't make it tonight. And some of them are the same questions that I was going to have tonight. And the sheets are there if everybody's got one. And the one is to clarify the committee's goals, and does the committee plan to sit on the land for some length of time? That was my first question tonight. We all know inflation is crazy this year. It's probably going to get worse. Building materials is crazy. I mean, every aspect of building this is, other than possibly we might still save on site work stuff only because of the generosity of the Severinos. But does the committee think that we should set on this, or do we want to continue to move forward? Because if we do move forward, that means we are going to spend more money on architectural fees.
I would say let's move forward and actually start getting aggressive looking into all these grants. That way we'll know and be able to present to the town we're going to get X amount of grant money to go forward with this. And we can look at both, doing them both together, and make sure that we can get the biggest bang for the buck. And I don't think the bonds are going to get any cheaper in the coming years.
Right.
You know, for interest rates.
All right. So is that the committee's consensus, that we continue to move forward, that we don't just sit back?
Oh, we can't. We got to keep the we got to keep the fire burning. That
we need to keep the momentum going.
Does the committee intend to ask for funds in 2023 for engineering and design only? Now, we still have some funds, so it's not like we have to wait. We may have to have another public hearing to pull some more out, but I forget what the exact number is, and I don't know what it would cost to get the actual build plans.
50 to 80.
That's probably what I figured. So, yeah. And I think we have that.
Yeah.
So I guess that needs to be known, that if we do continue to move forward, that is going to be the next step. We are going to be spending some serious money out of that gap reserve fund. Is that the consensus, that we want to continue to look forward at this?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we have to.
And if we're asking, are we going to be asking in 2023 for the actual building? Well, obviously, if we spend the money for all the architectural build drawings, then we probably will be going forward, I would assume, for the actual build in 23, correct?
We want to try to go to bid in, like, winter of, like, January, February, maybe March of 23. So, I mean, that's what we have to target for having plans complete.
Yeah.
Because we want to try to bid then to get the most competitive pricing at that point. Well, people are slower. So somehow we have to target bidding then, if it's possible. I don't know what his time frame is on getting us to that stage of plans, but
yeah.
I'm sure it's at least 6 months or so.
I don't know if he indicated it would take that long or not,
okay.
But it might. I think John was the one that was indicating if once they had the plans, he could probably get the actual costs.
Right.
In, you know, like a couple of months or something.
Right.
Obviously, it depends on how busy everybody is out there.
Right.
And then that way, you're looking at fall of 23 possibly breaking ground, correct? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because any bonds don't get awarded till July. So even if we approve it in March, they don't get accepted release until July.
Right.
So it would be fall of 23 before any dirt was moved. So is that kind of the goal, or?
I just had a question I'd like to ask the chief,
yeah.
The fire chief. Dean, when do you think the ambulance is going to be 24-hour manned? I mean, is that 23 or 24?
I can't answer that question. Probably not for a while.
Right.
And that's the only staffing purposes is the reason it holds that up, or?
It'll be money more than anything, I think. If the taxpayers want to spend a staff at 24 hours a day, I guess you could, but I don't, then you're talking, you know. I don't know with the number of calls, it's, you know, we have a lot of calls, but I don't know to go to 24 hours a day. I can't. I don't think it would be feasible right now.
I'm just thinking, would it be before 23 to 24?
I would doubt it.
Well, we wouldn't have to unless it's needed. If we've got the building, we can still continue going the way we are.
But I wouldn't want that. Don't worry about that, because I'm going to put a bay on the firehouse, and that's going to take care of us for 20 years. I told you that more than once. So
yeah, we got that. We got that in the notes.
don't worry about us.
But let me say, if we wanted to spend $1 million today, and we don't do it, and we put it off by 10 years, that $1 million is going to cost us $1,500,000
more
for the same thing we would have gotten today. So we got to think of the long term. It's very important that we think for the long term.
That's why I asked the question. Yeah. I want to know so that we can inform, as we, you know, when we go to present this to the town, you need to start educating the people. And,
oh, that's...
You know, this is all stuff we're going to need to know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the next part of his was really focused on just the PD. And I'm getting a consensus here that we'd really like to look at this whole thing. Correct? The PD and the fire department?
I think we need to at least do some groundwork on what that would be versus. Yeah.
It'd be nice to have some type of a number.
Right.
Just the, because people will ask that, and then people have asked me, like, what is a complex cost? You can just pick up the paper and look at some of the ones in other towns, but each community is different, you know? So you hear the fire chief saying that I don't want to go in that direction of having a fire station on there. But it'd be nice to have a number, though, just a rough number. Well, 10 million, 6 million for a joint.
Go ahead, Dean.
The plan you're going to work on and pay for could work in 20 years from now. The land will not go bad. Right?
No, just the numbers, yeah.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, getting the plan for everything is not a problem. I mean, I would, if you're going to work on getting a plan for the whole complex, that's fine, because that isn't going to go away, that plan. But if you choose to just do the police station.
And again, the only reason I'd even consider moving forward with both is because it's been indicated to me that the funds may be more available and acceptable because you got a fire department involved. Because that seems to be where the trend is. You know, supporting the fire department, the training part of the fire department, all of that.
So everybody's going to hate me.
Bring it up.
Which is,
lay it on.
That's like every day for me anyway.
That's okay.
So I don't agree with just spending it because we get the funding.
Yeah.
I'm one of these anti-solar people because solar, in theory, mathematically, doesn't really work. It only works because it's funded by, you know, by
somebody
fake money,
money,
by
yeah.
somebody else's money slash my money.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess I agree it's needed down the road, and I also agree with the theories of, like I've discussed this with Dean, I am an advocate of, I mean, I've seen highways that cost double because you waited 10 years to build them for numerous reasons, environmental reasons, every other reason. But I also don't want to lose the police station. I just don't, you know, there's a lot to that here that, you know, what we were talking about before, we did look into that a lot and more so. This place needs room. So the police department's a huge improvement. You get the police department over, this place can really breathe with some much needed space without spending a lot of money.
Right.
This place is actually going to have room to breathe to be the right building. So that, like, there's huge gains just in moving the police department. Could we use a new fire station? Would it be nice to be up to date? Absolutely. I agree 100%. But I don't know. I'm torn on what direction we go. Engineering-wise, sure. Get the set of plans, put it out to bid. We need to understand the numbers, because if you had all that queued up and the funds all of a sudden become available and things do work and people, at least you're ready for it. And even like Dean just said, if it's on the shelf and you know you have it, it's ready to go, it's very easy to engage it.
The only thing that's going to change is the building numbers.
Right. You just reprice it out and you can get it engaged. If you're not prepared to be engaged, you are going to be behind. So I agree with having everybody on board that we get into it and get it designed and have it all linked up. But I'm going off the record that we need a police station and we need to fix the room in this building. That is, I mean, it's just a priority. And I just know from being in this town for 50 years, getting something through on a vote is,
it's tough.
Sounds great in the committee here. I'm not trying to be negative, believe me. But I know reality is when voting day comes, it's difficult. You know, I mean, that's why we just did the lot and we got that through. So we stuck with the plan and we got it through. Now we're may stray from the plan, and I just don't want to look back and go, ah, oh, shit, how come that's not what we were thinking of, you know? So I'm just throwing it out there.
No,
I'm not saying
fine.
Yay or nay,
no,
I'm just
fine.
Throwing
the
it
question,
out there.
I had all those questions, and the only reason I veered a little bit from my original plan was because of the economics and the possibility of funding,
right.
You know, to offset. What
so,
we have to
so,
do
so just to follow up with what Tom said, so when we did the original designs, remember we had the police station with the training room attached
correct.
To it.
Correct.
With the plan for the, would that open up funding? Did somebody yes. talk
it
to
does.
Us about the fact
yes.
that if
yeah.
we do
yeah.
the
training
room,
room
with
is
the police
huge.
Station,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
a
that
big
is,
piece.
And that would be terrific. That
yeah.
absolutely
right, that
would
be
needed. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. I'm
so
in favor of that too.
Yeah.
So I guess the consensus is that we move forward with a plan, the actual build plan for both facilities, but then we can concentrate on the PD and the training room.
And yeah. can you give us the grants, how much grant money we would get with them combined
yeah.
and then the PD only? So, because when it comes down to voting, if we do like Bob had said and give the voters a choice, at least they'll be more educated to say, okay, if we vote this way, it's going to cost this much, but we're getting this much funding from the government. If we go with the police department, we're going to get this much funding.
Yeah, but I agree with Dean. I think if you give the options, they're always going to shoot for the lesser.
But the lesser would be the police station.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we make the decision on which option we go with based on the
right.
prices that
yeah.
we get.
Yeah.
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 They're going to
just
with.
Present
yeah.
one option. For them.
This,
if
I may, a training room for the PD is going to be more difficult to get grant money for than if it was a combined thing. If we can get it by... and say that we're developing the plan for everybody and the fire department to come in eventually to get in there, the training room can go on and they can get a lot more money for grant money. Everything can go through. That's just the way the grant money works. Gymnasium, all that sort of stuff is all grant money. That will go through. I worked in Manchester for 37 years. We got grants all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was apply for them and just wait until you would see it and it would come through. But it was always just the fire department that was doing it. But like the gymnasium equipment, that went through for every station in the city. And the central firehouse is probably the biggest gym that you've seen in your life.
Yeah, because that's endorsed by a lot of the insurance companies, I'm sure.
Yep.
Keep them healthy, yeah.
The upstairs training room, which is down in the second floor of the central firehouse, where the main training goes in, that was all grant money. And Manchester PD came in and was using that for a while until their new station was built. And then Manchester PD put in for a grant, and they got it, so that they have their own training room now.
Okay.
But it was in a combination with police and fire.
Yeah, but they weren't connected, and that's why they had to apply for it.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where everything is kind of got to go in at the same time.
Right.
So that you don't lose all that that effort and that money. And the PD needs a training room. And if we can kind of say we're going to link it, five,
that's what I said right from the
road.
Beginning. Yeah. The training room would be used for fire, ambulance, police.
Yeah.
I was an advocate to have that. And Emergency Operations Center, because there's a lot of funding.
The
EOC.
Yeah.
Yep.
The EOC
designate that.
The grants. Yeah.
Because
you know,
you're going to get everything in there.
Right.
You're going to have the radios. You're going to have the video connections. You're going to have everything else there.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the time to do it when we're looking at the blueprints to get everything all set. Whether we build a fire station or we don't build a fire station, it's time to say, you know, when we put the grant in, that we are looking to, because right. we are a small community, we are looking to put the fire station onto this as a safety complex. Let's relate everything to that.
Which is another reason to have the whole thing architected.
We definitely need to engineer everything, design the site around it, engineer the plans, get the bids out, understand the pricing, or how do we even begin to understand what we need for grants and what we qualify for. We have to engineer everything, absolutely. And it's only at that time that we can all decide, well, we didn't get the grants we thought, or we didn't, then we can regroup and say, okay, it was a good try, but here's what we think the people will vote in. And we can make an intelligent decision, but without the plans, we're dead in the water.
The thing about grants, too, is that you don't always get them. You can apply for them,
exactly.
You're not guaranteed.
Exactly.
If I could chime in, my background has been in sales to law enforcement for the last 15 years. I've seen a whole bunch of new PDs getting built, especially in the last few years. There's been some really crazy, opulent palaces built, and there's been some really economical, smart ones built, too. The thing about grants is, historically, professional grant writers, if they got 20% hit rate, they were a stud, right? COVID blew things apart, so things are way different. Fire has gotten the lion's share. Most of them are matching, so you're on the hook for 50% of a number.
Even if it's still better than 100.
No doubt, absolutely. I'm all for it, right? Kane in New Hampshire, small town, smaller than us. Decent PD. They ended up getting an EOC grant, and it was because it was labeled EOC, and they got the entire structure added with all of the accoutrements, server, all the tables, high-tech displays, all that stuff, because it was EOC. And that was kind of easy.
Yes.
They have kind of a hybrid building where all the garages and things like that are kind of a high bay steel structure, because they have a hardened law enforcement location, which they need for certain safety things. But the other parts is not the same architecture, but it was way more low cost. So that served them well, and I don't know if that's even been considered or not.
All right, well, I guess the consensus is we move forward with the architect for both units. And can you verify, check with Donna and find out what is
what's
remaining
in
that, and then for the next meeting, make sure that at the next meeting that Anthony can make it. And so we can discuss with him what we have for funds available, and is it in the ballpark of completing that part of the process.
Okay. Can I ask one more question? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people that sell to law enforcement, especially the big players, have grant writers or access to grant writers that they're tied to help facilitate their sales. Do law enforcement facility architects have any kind of ins on that regard? Do you know?
Well, Anthony has shared some of that with us. He obviously has done this. He's done a lot of law enforcement structures. So I can't answer for him, but that's a question that we could definitely ask him at the next meeting.
Because grant writing is an art.
Absolutely.
Some people, I'll make some calls to people that I know that are really experts at it and see if they could even help us. But you've got a lot of experience?
I've some experience, but I know with grant writing, I mean, it's all in how it's written, too.
There's basically
specific.
A formula that if you get all these things, your chances go through the roof.
You've got to make it sound a lot nicer than it is.
It's kind of like a web search thing, and there's algorithm things that can make it go to the top.
We're talking about this October, November, you're saying, but right now, this is where we're at. We've got to keeping that in front of people totally. Whatever it is we're doing, getting out. I'd like to see, once we know, I'd like to see that lot ready. People see it and saying, the house is gone. We've done this or that. And, you know, just keeping everything in front of people. It's got to be in front of people. It is an information, not selling. It's information job that we have. What are the inadequacies? We did this with the police department, and we offered tours. I was thinking of the other thing is, you know, you'd said, Chief, anybody wants to come and have a tour, call me. Well, why don't we do a little card that we hand out to the kids? Would you like to see our police department? Have your parents come? McDonald's got the kids involved and brought the parents. What I'm trying to say is, you know, we got to think of some of these things. How do we keep it in front of people? We can do the same thing with the fire department. What are the inadequacies at the fire department? Put it together and let people know what it is. We've got to do these things. We just can't sit back and wait September, October, and we're going to do it. You know, if we sit here and just have the building designed for us, but why are we doing it? That's the thing. I mean, we've got to educate the people. More than 700 people. We've got to get it out to everybody. Let them feed back and say, oh, what do you mean? We talked here, $10 million. You know somebody's going to come up tomorrow and say to you, oh, you're building a $10 million project? That is not what we said we're building. This is what has happened in another town. But you know how things come about. So we've got to be on this all the time. Anybody we talk to, telling them, you know, this is what we're doing, we're analyzing it, and, you know, getting what grants we can get and what have you. It's not a dead issue just because we bought the property. It's not a dead issue anymore.
It's not, in past experience, I think the fire department has a good group of people that know how to get some grant writing done, correct?
From what I hear,
yeah.
But I mean, we go to the scouts and say, have you guys ever toured the fire department? Yeah, what I'm saying is, you know, these, you know, things that we can be done. You know, it's our town. It's our, you know, have they ever, you know, what? All right, that's, I'm just trying to.
Tom said too, don't forget that, you know, we can sell this as when they come into the town hall for services.
Yeah.
Pretty congested, you know, and just the advantage of being able to reset this building. So it's a lot more user-friendly, worker-friendly, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's another question. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a question that a few people have asked. You know, what's it going to cost to renovate this building once the PD is gone? And we've kind of stayed away from that because we just didn't want to divert funds to that, because we knew we needed it for this part of it. So I don't know what the committee thinks on that. Is that something we should be looking at too?
We should ask Anthony if he'll do a freebie while he's doing that.
I think we did. Yeah. And I think he reneged a little bit on that, didn't he? I think we did mention that.
But that would be in next year's budget anyhow at that point too, once we knew some things that are here, you know, what we wanted to do. And
be nice to handle this internally if it's possible, just because Anthony's great, and we need his professionalism on that building, and you know, for all the technical aspects of what goes into the police and legal.
I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Sue say she talked to somebody in town here that had some sort of experience in
Doug.
Yeah, I heard a guy
Doug
about
Nye.
A guy that does that kind of stuff.
Doug.
Is it Doug?
Doug Nye, yeah.
Doug Nye?
Is
that him?
I saw Doug.
Oh, the architect?
Yeah.
Doug. You know Doug?
I don't know. I just remember your wife mentioning that.
It was Paul's friend.
Huh?
Paul's friend.
Oh, really?
Paul's friend, yeah.
Yeah,
we bought Dufresne's house.
So is that something maybe we should reach out and see if
I just think we need someone local like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just come in here with a laser measure, just get this whole thing in CAD. And then you just start playing around in CAD, and because it's just going to be local people that we retrofit this walls, and let's keep it out of the high tech world, and we're going to get a lot more bang for our buck, because I think this is a.
And you know him?
I don't know him. No,
you don't know
but
him?
I, you know, I mean that's the type. That's the
you
type
know
of person. You know?
Would you like to reach out to him and see if he would be interested in maybe coming to the next meeting, and then we can bounce that off of him.
Or just keep pulling him over till he complies.
That's right.
I got a whole pad here. You keep writing.
Mike knows it because he shut the road down for him.
Yeah. We shut the across the street. They moved that garage across. Rick and I were up there. Yeah. 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 Oh, hey,
remember when? All right. All right, so then I guess we'll move forward and get Anthony on board, hopefully for the next meeting. And I think at this point, if he can't make that meeting, there's really no sense of meeting at
correct,
this point.
Right. We need a proposal from him, correct? I mean, that's really
so
what we need
to bounce some stuff off of him and get a somewhat cost, and then you can find out, Andrea, what we do have remaining.
Is there grants for engineering or design? Have you heard of? Because that's a tougher go.
I don't think
so. Yeah, that's,
no.
That's
okay.
Like way out there.
No. So we got to stick with, and we have funds for that.
They want to see that you're committed to something before they start giving you grant money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So because that's important. We need his proposal.
So does 2 weeks work for everybody? Continue with the 2 weeks from tonight, 5 o'clock, if Anthony can make it.
Yeah.
And you've got everybody's, contact. So if. If we can't, then you let everybody know. But
yes, do we have firm answers for all of Anthony's questions here on the sheet?
Well, we went over everything except for the bottom part, because that was kind of a mute point. We don't really know at this point until we talk to Anthony. In the middle section, it was all relatively about the PD, but we're thinking now that we want to get numbers for the both complexes, whether we go forward with the both or not.
He said here in June. Meeting in June, so I don't know if he's got some time.
Well, we'll find out if he can make it.
But to get back to Russ's point, I mean, I think it's going to be, instead of handing a card out, I mean, I think it's just, I mean, we're more old school, but it's social media is really where it's going to, I mean, I watch what my daughter does with her business, and it's just, I mean, they run their whole business on Facebook pages and everything that I don't know about, but it's like, that's really where it is. That's how we're going to reach the most people, and I think Ekman had even talked about at one point when it really gets rolling, we get an actual web page started, and then the information is constant, and as we progress, we add to the website, so everybody's informed, as much as we are along the way. If we really want to do this the right way and keep people informed, it's more than, I get what you're saying, the tours and everything, but the reality in today's world, it's social media. That's the way we're going to get this out there and keep a constant place that people can visit. And we can post that in places, too, that they could visit the website.
Correct.
But getting the website up and moving is going to really be our advocate.
Well, that Saturday special meeting, that's what they said. Word of mouth and website. That's how they found out about it.
And Ekman, remember at the first meeting, the second guy who was here.
Yeah, Preston. Preston is. That's his specialty. That's what he does.
Yeah.
So once we know we're going to get an engineering quote and we have plans, and they're back on board with that when they have those plans to be pricing, we need to have Preston be involved in that to get us up and online, and that's really going to be our presence with the community.
Good.
So should we, based on what you're saying right there, being social media, should we designate somebody once that gets up and running?
Yeah, as long as it isn't me. Yeah.
You don't want me to do that.
You volunteer your daughter so often. What is this?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Somebody to watch it so they can answer questions.
Beth in the back of the room.
Yeah, and I
think
that
runs our community.
You go like that.
Yeah.
Is that something you'd be interested in doing, Beth, or no?
Well, originally I had signed up to be on this committee.
Yeah.
And was told that there was too many people, and to just sit in and watch and be able to post on.
Who told you that?
You can take my place.
No, you can't.
No. I'm fine back here. This is great back here. I'm happy to do whatever you guys need. I mean, I have been posting when asked, and I am the one that makes the.
But it would be a special title, and then it would be a little bit different than what you're doing now, because it would be specific for us, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
You've helped us with straightening people.
questions out and everything.
I try to straighten them out.
And you're more than welcome to pull a chair up here.
I did miss some meetings, so I didn't have all the answers. Yep. And then I'd go to Mark.
And didn't get them either?
Oh, she got them.
She got them?
Oh, I got answers.
Okay.
If you do put up a page like that, you might want to have a video tour of the police department.
I agree.
So that people, you say, deficiency, these are the reasons why. Mm-hmm. It could be 5 minutes long, walking through with a cell phone recording.
Yeah.
And you can
Do that, Beth, too? Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Awesome.
She should be on the committee.
Well, she is, kind of.
Yeah,
she said. Pull
a
chair.
De facto, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Linda.
I have a crazy thought. What about, I told Mike this, what if you do a reenactment? So either Mike could take maybe one of the police officers showing, arresting somebody, all the inadequacies of, you know, when you arrest somebody, or having somebody come in and fake they're being handcuffed and... or whatever, and they have to play as the policeman. I mean, and then Mike would show different scenarios of what happens when they get arrested. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Something to ponder. I mean, I like the idea of actually showing what is there instead of coming up with a
scenario.
Because people see it, go, yeah, you're right. That room is full.
Yeah, I know.
I was at police standards when they went through one of those exercises. It's all right, but it's...
Unless Rick wants to be the prisoner.
Yeah. All right, so...
I want to say, you guys all saw this up at the... hopefully you all saw it there. Thanks to Tom's daughter.
Yeah, not me.
Not you. Except he put the pressure on.
Yeah.
All I want to say is, that's a good thank you for that. That was something that I hope was helpful at that point. But and I found out that he volunteered his daughter to do it.
Yeah. I always delegate everything.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. That's the sign of a good boss, right? Right.
Thank you very much.
Anything else, or is everybody satisfied that that's where we're moving for the next meeting?
Sounds good.
I'm in agreement. I just wanted to add a quick thing that I appreciate the voters. It really made me feel good to have that support. I was down to the wire waiting to see how the roll call was going to come out. So I was like, wow, we got whatever the number was, almost 500 or something.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, a lot of support. So it made me feel good. So I do appreciate all the work that the committee's done and whatnot, and the residents. So hopefully we can continue it.
I think the hardest thing for me in this whole process was that it moves so damn slow.
Yeah.
That's why we can't let it.
That's the way it is.
That's why if we get that grant money, we can show value. You know, if we can see, all right, there's this much money in grants out there, we may or may not get it. But here's value.
All right, the other thing we have here is the minutes for the last meeting. Everybody's had a chance to look at them, March 5th.
I'll move for discussion to accept the March 5th minutes as presented.
All right, I got a couple. They're just word changes. Line 72, 74, 75, 76. And it was just changing basically the word there to we. First one is on, 73, where it says, B. Brock stated, they have their own personal ideas. Well, that it was talking about me, and somebody was questioning me, and I said I had some personal ideas, but the committee hadn't formed anything. And then on 74, they have decided... I went back to we. So basically all it was they were talking to me, so instead of they, it was me. So it wasn't the committee saying it, it was just me. That's all I had.
Troublemaker.
Pardon?
Troublemaker.
I know. So all in favor with the changes? Aye. Anybody opposed? No, see no. Good. Motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
All in favor?
Second.
Second, favor? No nays? Good. Thank you, Kevin, for joining us.
Thank you for allowing me to do so.